I am Todd Wilson, and you're listening to KBOO. Today, I'm speaking with Elizabeth Ann Redmond. She is a BFA graduate from the University of Michigan School of Art and Design. She strives to combine radical concepts on energy and sustainability. She designed and engineered sidewalk tiles that produce electricity when stepped on for a project called Power Leap. Through the use of these energy-generating tiles, people are constantly involved in the very activities that create the electricity they need. Installed in public and semi-public environments, each individual will have the ability to generate electricity for their community. Welcome, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
To start off, just tell us a little bit about the project.
In essence, Power Leap is a new form of alternative energy, but rather than being dependent on nature's forces, we're being dependent on something much more consistent, which is human foot traffic. And if you think about, you know, the number of days of sun we have as compared to the amount of foot traffic that passes through Penn Station every day, that foot traffic is much more consistent than how many sunny days we're going to have in a year. So we're looking towards new alternative sources of energy to generate electricity.
This kind of electricity is called piezoelectricity, is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, the technology that we use in Power Leap is called piezoelectricity, and that means electricity from applied stress. So as people are walking down the sidewalk, that their energy is being transferred through this material into electrical energy. And so what we're able to do is capture kinetic energy by way of this piezoelectricity. And essentially how that material works, it's a complex ceramic that when compressed, the electrons are forced to the surface of the material, and those can be output for electrical production.
The ceramic is the material that you actually use?
Yeah, that's correct. The ceramic compound exhibits a pretty impressive piezoelectric effect. And you know, piezoelectricity is no new phenomena. It was discovered in the late 1800s by the Curie brothers.
Okay.
And it was originally found in materials like quartz, different salts, actually sand. When you walk down the beach and you hear that squeaky noise, that's a piezoelectric effect. It's making that noise from the change of shape of the actual molecules.
Oh, wow.
Also, when you bite down on wintergreen certs, some people know this, but if you bite down on it in the dark, it makes a spark, a flash, and that's a piezoelectric effect as well.
Interesting. So this has been around for a while. What technology, or how has this technology been used in the past, or how is it being used in the present?
Yeah, in the past and kind of up until today, piezoelectricity has been used for very very precise sensing. So it's often used in sonar, you know, underwater applications and in sensing applications. So in reverse, it can when electricity is applied to the material, it actually deforms in shape. So sometimes that will allow for instruments to detect activity in a space. And currently, there's more investigation of using this opportunity to generate electricity through piezoelectrics.
In one of these tiles, how much energy is created?
What we're able to do is generate about 1 to 5 watts per square foot. And that's with a pretty steady foot traffic. In applications like a dance club or somewhere where people are jumping up and down in the same place, and there's much more activity on that square foot, we're generating upwards of the 5 watts per square foot. In a kind of standard sidewalk application, it's closer to 1 to 2 watts per square foot.
Any idea on how much energy is used in the production of the tiles? Are any effects on the environment?
The technology itself is a pretty expensive process, and that's kind of where a lot of the research is being done today. So how can we create these materials with less energy and, you know, less time to produce the product? And essentially what takes so long is that the material has to be properly polarized so that the electrons are facing in opposite directions. Otherwise, you know, these electrons kind of go in random direction and it makes it really hard to harvest. So in that sense, there's a leap there that needs to be made to make this a truly practical technology.
Okay, and can you go into any of the details of how the ceramic is made or how you actually harness the energy from the tile?
Sure. So the ceramic is a ceramic compound, lead zirconate titrate, and that's basically compressed generally onto something like a brass shin. So the ceramic material will be a layer on the top and the bottom. And there'll be diodes on both the top and bottom also that allow us to harvest both surfaces, the electrons from both surfaces. And once that ceramic is laid on top, it goes through that polarization process where the electrons have to be properly aligned in polar opposite directions. And once that's done, it's generally coated with something like a nickel electrode to increase the conductivity of the material.
Okay, and does more pressure or weight on this tile, does it create more power? And would it be feasible or practical to do this on a large scale, like maybe putting it underneath roads or putting it in shocks in cars or anywhere where there's heavy weight that's being applied to a surface?
Yeah, absolutely. The technology, you know, is proportional to the weight, so the amount of electricity that we can get out of it is proportional to the weight that is applied or the force that is applied. So in applications like highways, we're able to harvest a bit more electricity.
Have you had any government interest or private industry interest in your project?
Yeah, there's quite a bit of interest coming from the flooring manufacturing industry. And I think there's also a lot of interest on the municipal level. So cities will get really interested and want to implement it into public utility facilities or, you know, city hall, somewhere where a lot of people travel through. And that really makes the most sense because, you know, it's most practical in a place that experiences high foot traffic. So for a city to be involved, and especially the Department of Transportation or, you know, the parties involved in the public transit of the system.
And where do you get your funding? Have you gotten any grants? Are you going to get anything from the stimulus package?
Yeah, so previously, back in 2007, I entered a competition called the Next Generation Design Competition through Metropolis Magazine. And as a result of that, Powerleap was a runner-up in this competition. And we got pretty decent press coverage, and we're also connected to Mohawk Group, which is a sister company of Mohawk Industries, a big flooring manufacturer. And they've been a pretty large sponsor for us. They sponsored one of our prototyping phases back in 2007. And since then, we've been basically privately funded. We're currently in the process of applying for some grants through the SBIR, which is actually, you know, money coming from the stimulus package.
Nice.
Solicitations were just announced recently, so we're pretty excited about getting those in and hopefully getting some funding.
Where are these prototypes that you've already come up with? Where are they installed, and what was the feedback you got from them?
Yeah, well, none of our prototypes are currently installed. We've kind of used the same format and retrofitted them multiple times. We're actually having an exhibit at a space here in Chicago tomorrow evening with the PowerLoop tiles supplying the electricity. We're also doing a show in Milan, Italy in a few weeks. And so we've basically sent our prototype around to, you know, gain feedback and exposure as well. But the way the current prototype works is basically the electricity that's generated is used to light a circuit of lights inside the tile so that when people step, they understand that they're interacting with their own energy.
And what's the approximate lifespan, would you guess, of one of these tiles? Or what would it be?
We're able to promise about a 25-year lifespan, and that's mostly dependent on the technology, as it does wear down over time. You know, these ceramic materials are brittle, and that's another element of the ongoing research, is how to, you know, preserve this material over time, preserve the integrity of the material.
Is there anybody else that's working on something similar? Are you collaborating with anybody, or do you have any future projects that might use this technology in another way?
In another way? Yeah, well, I've actually, you know, come up with plenty of concepts of how to use this, one being, you know, a workspace chair that incorporates piezoelectrics and electromagnetic induction to generate electricity from your anxiety throughout the day. There's a group that we're kind of in communications with who's applying piezoelectrics to highways and embedding piezoelectric transducers into highways to harvest that energy.
And I heard there's actually a dance floor in Europe that is using this technology.
Yeah, actually, that's in Rotterdam. The club's called Watt. And the group Sustainable Dance Club does consulting on how to make your club more sustainable, how to save energy, how to save on the amount of things you're wasting. And one of the products that they've developed is a dance floor that generates electricity. So they've done quite a bit of touring as well.
As far as your background, did your family encourage you to think differently or to kind of, think outside of the grid, so to speak?
Yeah, absolutely. So I grew up outside of Ann Arbor, Michigan. My dad was one of the founding fathers of Eden Foods, which is kind of one of the very first natural food companies in this country. So we were raised on this foundation of, you know, back to the earth traditionalism, but very forward thinking at the same time. We had a solar water heater in our backyard and some solar panels that didn't really work, but we were testing them out. Passive solar house that they had built with their own two hands. And so we were living day by day as, you know, stewards to the earth and treading lightly only because it made sense to us, not because it was the right thing to do. Well, maybe it was a little bit of both. But so these kind of, you know, responsibility was definitely ingrained in me at an early age.
You're 24?
Yep. 4.
Do you think, people of your generation or young people in general, do you think it's easier for them to visualize bringing about, you know, large change?
Yeah, well, I think it's important to kind of keep at it. It seems like I've been working on PowerLoop for a long time, but you know, if you read about any inventor, any big thinker, they definitely work on projects for decades. So my advice to young big thinkers is to keep asking for what they want, keep saying what they want, keep talking about their vision, and, you know, people are going to get on the wagon and people are going to get inspired, and that's kind of how revolutions begin.
What are you planning for the future?
I think planning to, you know, first make PowerLeap a very practical product that can not only be put in the developing countries, but also, the developed economies, but as well as developing countries, and make this a practical source of energy for, you know, our electric grid, but also very remote locations.
Yeah, it seems like a technology that, you know, with India and China and all these emerging economies that are, you know, have populations far greater than ours that are on the verge of basically coming up with their own infrastructure, this would probably be a good time to get some of these things going in some of those countries, don't you think?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the concept of distributed power, which is, you know, power generated closer to the site where it's used, is much more prevalent in countries like India. And so, actually, the integration into systems could be potentially much more simple.
Yeah, I did an interview with the owner of a green micro gym here in Portland, and it's kind of a similar concept where they reuse a lot of the energy that's used on the exercise bikes, and he designed a treadmill that reuses energy that actually, instead of the treadmill running, you run and produce the energy just from your running on the treadmill. And so do you see anything, you know, that would be something where you could definitely kind of merge the two ideas into something where we're not just getting energy from one source, but we're using all these different sources? Is that kind of the idea that you had in mind?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, when you begin to think about generating electricity in this way, it's easy to start thinking about all the energy that's wasted, you know, throughout the entire day, and how we can not only increase efficiency but kind of capture just the energy in a flag waving, or the energy in a car moving across the parking lot, and creating really tight loops for that, you know, cycle of consumption to production.
Yeah, it's definitely a different way of thinking. It's almost like we're recycling all the energy that we're using, so we're not wasting so much energy.
Exactly, and if, you know, if we think about physics, that's kind of, well, that is one of the fundamental laws of physics, one of Newton's laws, that energy can't be created nor destroyed. So if we can find mechanisms to efficiently harvest all of the energy, you know, present in a waving flag, then that's a much more responsible method than producing it through, you know, burning coal that's been just embodied energy for thousands of years.
And how can people find out more about your project and more about what you're doing, and kind of educate themselves?
Sure. We have a great website, powerleap.net. And we hope to, well, we like to keep updated on the website as much as the current activity that we have going on. And we're currently planning some big things for the summer. So I advise people to check out the site and stay tuned.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
My name is Todd Wilson. This is KBOO Radio. And I've been speaking with Elizabeth Ann Redmond, the inventor of a sidewalk tile that produces electricity.